The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, little Texans, little night of, a lot of Kaepernick, which we are not going to do any more of. And I know it's a big story, but it's also our show, and we feel like everything's been said that needs to be said.
All we need to say.
Yeah, I think so. All right. I think my voice is starting to go.
It's only Monday.
I know, but when I was doing the intro there, it kind of went.
Are you getting sick?
I don't know. I feel fine. I feel really good. I had a nice session in the gym today. Came out of that feeling great. I was all pumped up. But I'm starting to feel like I might be losing my voice.
I was worried about my voice today, too. I'm like 3 weeks out, less than 3 weeks from that fight. And today I was doing bad position drills, like where people are starting on my back.
Yeah.
And basically trying to do anything they can to choke me. So I had to fight out of a lot of chokes today. And like at the end of my training session, I could barely talk. And I was like, oh. I got to go to work. I talk for my job.
It's silly the things that make our job difficult. Like if I get a cold, I'm screwed.
Devastating.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal it used to not be that big a deal in my old life, but doing this, it's...
Also, you're of an advanced age where a cold could kill you.
Oh, yeah. Something's going to kill me. Honestly, there's no way a cold's going to kill me because I have enough alcohol in my blood now that it'll just shoot that thing
out
down.
Of there.
Yeah.
I think the most meaningful thing that happened in the Texans preseason game happened to the Cardinals. And again, another player with a major injury. Mike Jenkins, when you watch that on the replay, I don't know if they've announced what it is yet.
It looked like an Achilles.
Oh, I thought it looked like an ACL, like just the way his leg fell in. And maybe I'm wrong.
It looked like he was focusing on his ankle when he was on the cart. Which is why I thought Achilles. And usually those non-contacts, that's what they look like. But, yeah, it could easily be ACL too.
So, I mean, that's for a team that's already, you know, trying to work Tyrann Mathieu back from his ACL tear.
Yeah.
Which happened around the end of last year. Really, they're running out of depth, or at least quality depth. I mean, they've still got Patrick Peterson, but it's like, you know, a couple rookies you know, Justin Bethel. I mean, nobody great. And then they've got some good safety depth, you know, in Swearinger and Tyvon Branch, Tony Jefferson. They've got some guys there to cover for it. But, man, it's hard to lose a guy that you're counting on as one of your starting corners, which in a game that means nothing, and you've probably lost him for a season.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I loved that the Cardinals, as soon as that injury happened, guess who you didn't see any more of? Carson Palmer.
Well, and that's what I was going to get to, because nobody ever wants to say anything bad about Devin Still, because what a great story and all. That was a cheap shot on Carson Palmer. I'm sorry. There's no reason to do that. He should have been flagged right then and there. He should be fined for it. That was BS, man. And he went down to the ground to get him.
Yeah.
And I get that you're going to try to block the quarterback on an interception. Everybody does it. But Carson Palmer was on the ground, and he went down and got him. I just thought that was a horrible play.
It's just looking to get a hit.
It is, and he went to his head, too, and Pereira said it should have been a flag. I agree 100%, and he should be fined for it. And that's a kind of play that can get somebody hurt in a freaking preseason game.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
But I thought the Cardinals were smart to get that guy off the field. They took a lot of guys off, and a lot of their guys weren't even playing to begin with. Peterson wasn't playing. Larry Fitzgerald wasn't playing.
Peterson apparently was supposed to play and then kind of tweaked his ankle in pregame.
There's no need for it. And I think the days of the third preseason game being just like a real NFL game, those are gone.
Well, I think that was more of a Kubiak thing than most teams, because the Texans, O'Brien really hasn't treated it like that. You know, they don't game plan for it. They just there's too much preseason, and there's no reason to get guys hurt. I don't know if you saw Odell Beckham Jr. basically stopped on a route because he was going to get his head torn off, and it caused an interception. And I'm okay with that. It's preseason. You know, you go up and get killed in preseason, and you lose a guy like that. Then, what's more important, having him for the regular season or making a catch in a meaningless game?
Yeah.
Mark said, my mom passed away today. She was a huge Astros fan, wondering if I could get a shout-out for her. Her name is Linda. We're getting her a brick at Minute Maid. That's a very cool thing to do for her. Yeah, you know what? We've had all these big deaths lately. Yeah, Wes says Cardinals just announced on Twitter that Jenkins tore his ACL.
Yeah, bummer.
And Eob says Carson Palmer also chipped his tooth on that cheap shot. I'm glad other people saw that as a cheap shot. Because I did, but
well, I mean, I don't know. Devin Still, let's talk about guys that who knows if he's going to be on the team either. Because most of the time I've seen him is throwing cheap shots or being on his back.
Yeah. Well, when JJ's back, I think Covington's your other guy on the line. He's looked good. I think I'm not worried about that defensive end position if it's Covington and J.J. Watt. I think that's a pretty good duo there. And I think there's some depth behind Vince Wilfork. D.J. Reader looks really good at times. The linebacking play, that Scarlet kid, I hope he makes the roster. He makes plays all over the field, and that's a guy who can play special teams for you. I feel pretty good about what they've got over there in terms of depth. My only concern is I don't know. All right, this – not that they'll water on anything, because we mentioned that there was no Peterson, that there was no Tyrann Mathieu. I don't really know if Will Fuller's going to be able to get open against first-line cornerbacks on a regular basis. I don't know if Braxton Miller's going to be able to do that. And if that being the case, that's going to make that's going to lessen those weapons a little bit. And we're not going to know any of that until the regular season starts. So far, so good. But that's where I'm a little bit concerned, is when they start going up against number one, number two cornerbacks that are scheming to stop them. You know, does that open more up for DeAndre Hopkins? Or, you know, do they double him still and dare Will Fuller to get open? Those are things that we're not going to be able to answer till the regular season.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. And I'll say this, Will Fuller had a couple really good plays, although when there was a flag on that on his touchdown, I was 95% certain they were going to call it back for a push-off.
Yeah.
And then they were like, there's no flag, so it was a touchdown.
That was one of those either way calls, though, because they were hand fighting both of them. He did push off, but he was also interfered with. So I'm okay with leaving that alone.
After I read Twitter, somebody sent it to me that sports radio will only talk about his drop. I didn't want to only talk about his drop, but that would have been another touchdown if he would have caught it. But that's it. And somebody tweeted me just a moment ago about, why does he catch the ball like Jacoby Jones?
Yeah, which, I saw that.
That's a pretty good comparison. I mean, it's and that's the kind of catch that's hard to make no matter who you are, because you can't really catch that and pull it directly into your body when it's over the shoulder like that. That's a tough catch to make. It wasn't like he dropped a gimme, but that's a catch that, you know, in the film room, your coach is going to bust your balls over. But again, that's the thing about Will Fuller, and I said this from the day they drafted him. If you watched him in college, you know that he's going to make a bunch of big plays. He's also going to drop some balls that you're going to, you know, bang your head into the table over, because he just doesn't have elite level hands. And that, I don't think that's likely to change. Hopkins has the best hands, or amongst the best hands, and he just doesn't run like Will Fuller runs. So
I like what I see out of those guys so far. And I think the intensity level is going to go up significantly when you get to the regular season. A32 says Palmer was down, but the hit was to the upper shoulder. The fact that his helmet flew off makes it look worse. My point is, you're not even supposed to be hitting the guy while he's on the ground like that. And the fact that it chipped his tooth, that made him pretty bad too. So, I'll...
Yeah, let's come up with a way to defend the hitting of a quarterback while he's on the ground. So it because something happened that made it look worse. Let me tell you something. If that were Brock Osweiler, and
you
that
guys
was,
would be
you
going
guys would be
nuts
losing
today.
Your mind over it.
Exactly. So,
there's no doubt that's dirty.
It was cheap. It was a cheap shot, plain and simple.
All right, guys. Summer is over, and your carpets, your floors, they have felt it. The kids and the pets have tracked in all kinds of gunk, and your carpets need a deep clean. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. Other carpet cleaning companies leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's just not the case with Dirt Free. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. They're not using toxic soaps. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody asked nothing on Brock Osweiler. We talked about him a lot last hour.
So. We did. He looked good.
Yeah.
I like him.
Said, after this weekend, what's your prediction on the Texans' record? 8 or 9 wins, or is 11 attainable? My prediction on the Texans' record is not going to change based on preseason. I'm not going to know what this team is until probably week 4, if then. Because I still don't know what Brock Osweiler is. I see what he can be. But, okay, so he's 11 of 13. Now project that out over the entire game. Does he make some mistakes that cost him the game? Does he throw an interception? All of those things we're not going to know until he plays a full game for him.
Yeah.
And then more than one when teams adjust to him. So I know that the team loves to push these preseason games as being important. The NFL loves to push them. I mean, watching the commercials yesterday, oh, my goodness. But the reality is they're not going to tell you anything about the regular season other than who's hurt and who's not.
Right.
And then any value in Houston plus 10.5 and USC plus 11.5 this weekend? I've not done all the numbers yet. I think I like Houston to cover that spread. I kind of like USC, too.
I like both those dogs there. So, I especially like getting that half point for the 10.
Yeah. A couple people were asking how the bets went Friday. The Cal bet went over.
I think it was a point from being over in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was easy money on the over. And I was glad I stayed away from the spread because it finished right on 20, which is exactly... exactly where it was most places. And I think it's one of those, if you got it at more or less than that someplace else, then you're either really happy or really upset. But the over was good. And our horse did not hit the board Saturday. He was actually making a really good move on the rail, and then he ran right up behind another horse and stopped. I think he could have been second, but nobody was beating that Baffert monster that won Saturday. That thing came out of nowhere and just ran off and hid. So, one for one, but I admit I put more money on the football game than I did the race. So, I will find another 20-1 for you guys at some point. So there you go. Can we get a little dust in the wind for Gene Wilder, John?
Yeah.
This one makes me sad.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
It's Frankenstein. But my two favorite movies of his, and this is... most of you guys weren't even born for this, so you haven't seen him. He did a couple movies with Richard Pryor that were just hilarious.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Stir Crazy.
Yeah, those are good movies.
Yeah, and they were so funny together. Silver Streak. Those were kind of the movies that I watched growing up that, while I loved Richard Pryor, I thought he was one of the funniest men that we've ever had. And those two together were the movies were just hilarious. And this one, he's 83, though. He had a great run, but
yeah,
it made me a little sad.
He stopped working a long time ago, right?
Yeah, like that's been a while.
He hasn't done anything in forever. I don't know if he's done anything since, like, the early 90s, but...
Yeah, it's been...
I loved that dude. He's a very funny guy, and...
Well, and he had Alzheimer's, so that's kind of why he's been... Also...
The Waco Kid.
He's a... He's half a wife ahead of me. He was married 4 times.
Oh, I beat you.
So far, and I'm not done
yet. Yeah, that's true. You've got a long way to go.
Yeah, I still think I got 2 more in me. We'll see. I don't think this one wants to go anywhere right now, though. So
give her time.
Yeah. Well, it's been 7 years. That's if that hasn't taught her to go away, I don't know what would. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And I am so excited for college football this week. We've actually got real games. We haven't had a chance to talk much about the about Tony Romo's back, which we need to get to, because that is, and I know everybody's in love with Dak Prescott right now because he looks great in preseason, but that's a huge blow. If he really is out 6 to 10 weeks and it's yet another back injury, aren't you a little worried that
You're more than a little worried.
Aren't you a little worried that this might be it for him?
I mean...
He can't stay on the field and he keeps hurting his back?
It's not good. I honestly, if he had to have surgery on this, my guess would be that he'd just say, you know what, I'm done. But the fact that this is going to repair on its own makes me think that he'll give it another run.
I think he will, but I wonder if we're ever going to... If we're going to see a healthy Tony Romo for, you know, stretch of games even. You know, 4 or 5 games. And I liked Dak Prescott as a long-term guy to develop. I don't like that he's being thrown in
here
now.
That's rough.
And I know that people are already, they're excited about him because of what he's done in preseason, but man, it's going to be such a different animal when teams start game planning for you and they find out what you do well and take it away. And then how do you adjust to that? It's all the problems of a young quarterback. I expect them to pick up another veteran to back him up. Whether it's Mark Sanchez, who might be out there, or somebody like that. Hell, I don't know if Brandon Whedon's going to make the Texans. They may just go with Savage and that's it.
Possibly.
I mean, I don't know if I'd do that because we saw what happened last year when they had to get down to a third quarterback.
Yeah, I think this team is kind of where they're not going to feel comfortable with just 2 guys.
But I do think there'll be somebody out there that the Cowboys can pick up that'll, you know, veteran backup type. I guess a lot depends on what happens in Denver. It looks like it's going to be Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. I'm guessing Mark Sanchez is going to be cut. Colin Kaepernick could be cut. I mean, so I don't know if that's the answer, but honestly, if I'm the Cowboys, I probably feel better about Mark Sanchez or Colin Kaepernick, you know, week one, than I would about Dak Prescott.
Well, at this point, you're not going to have enough time to bring them in, but and have them ready to start week one, I wouldn't think, because they've got to learn the system. But I do think, I think you're going to have to start the season with Prescott. But if you can get a Mark Sanchez, I'd feel much better about that. Let's try Ryan.
Geno Smith might be
available.
You know, I don't know if that's going to make you feel a lot better about your situation. I think Geno Smith's terrible. I think Colin Kaepernick's terrible. I think.
Yeah, none of these guys are great.
Yeah.
I like Sanchez.
I like Sanchez as a backup, but
yeah.
I wouldn't want Mark Sanchez to be my week one starter either. So,
let's try Ronnie. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Sports.
What's up, man? Long time listener, first time caller. I'm a Houston Texas fan, but not a Dallas Cowboys fan. More importantly, I don't like their fans. So the team's okay, but what are the odds? I know it's not what are the odds of Wednesday, but what are the odds Dak Prescott wins 7 or more games? I'm going to hang up and keep up the good work, guys.
I mean, 7 or more games, considering he's going to play, what, 10?
Well, we don't know we're hearing 6 to 10 for 6 to 10 weeks for Romo, which means maybe he's back after 4. Maybe he's gone half the season. So I don't think if we're going to say, all right, he's gone half the season, I don't see Prescott going 7-1 as a starter.
Well, here's what I will say. Looking at Dallas's schedule, the games they play up until week 10, they play 9 games because they've got a week 7 bye. There are only 3 games on their schedule that I would say this team is definitely better than the Cowboys. Even without Tony Romo. So I'm just saying the Giants, the Cowboys may be just as good as them.
Yeah, they're probably the same team.
The Redskins.
I like the Cowboys better.
Bears.
I like the Cowboys better.
49ers.
Really?
Then they play the Bengals and the Packers back-to-back weeks. Two teams that are better than them with or without Tony Romo, in my opinion. Then they get the Eagles, which you would say, they're no better than the Cowboys. The Browns. And then they play the Steelers week 10.
Wow.
And the Steelers would be better than them with or without Romo. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win all those games against those teams because I think like the Giants, Redskins, Eagles, Bears, I think those teams are all sort of hovering around the same level as the Cowboys. So, you know, I think they'll win some and lose some, but I don't think that all of a sudden they're going to lose every game because Tony Romo's out, because their early season schedule is very favorable.
A32 asked about the sign up on mybookie.lv. Do you get anything for referring someone? No, we don't, but you do. Just put in promo code Fred and you'll get that first deposit match dollar for dollar. So good luck with that. 713-780-ESPN. 713.
Always giving people money, Fred.
You know, it's what I try to do.
Such a nice guy.
It's what I try to do. This is 832. If Dak absolutely shines and they go 7-0, Romo is done in Dallas. That would be true. Maybe he turns out to be Russell Wilson, but I would just pump the brakes a little bit on him being really good right off the bat in the regular season when it matters. That's all. And I tell you what, considering their situation, that dude doesn't take a snap against the Texans.
Right.
I'm not taking any chances with him.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. And
honestly, if I'm the Texans, there's a lot of guys that I've got that aren't taking snaps in this game.
Yeah, I think you take all the guys who are probably going to get cut, and you throw them out there. I'm not playing anybody important. I'm not even sure anybody who's part of that first unit sitting.
I think so too.
I'm not going to take any chances. Yeah, you might have to throw a couple of offensive linemen out there because you got some injuries, but otherwise, all right, guys, school started, and guess what that means? That means Houston Cann Academy's back in session. Houston Cann Academy is a terrific school. They take in kids, a lot of really good kids that had to drop out of other schools because for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs, and some of them had family issues. Well, Houston Cann Academy takes them in, gives them another opportunity, and so many of them go on to do great things. And so many graduate and have an impact on our community in ways you can't even imagine. And some of these kids, they need glasses. That's what Houston Cann Academy gets them. If they need transportation, they do that. That's why they need your donations. And by your donations, we're talking about a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. It could be a boat. Could be a car, an SUV, a motorcycle. Anything that you're not using anymore that's just been sitting there, they're going to come and tow it free of charge. Doesn't matter where you are, by the way. They'll come to Nacogdoches. They'll come to San Marcos, and they'll tow it free of charge. They'll fill out the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. So you're going to love that at tax time that you're going to be able to write that off. And if you donate today, you're going to get Astros tickets. Just their way of saying thank you. So give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. And most things in between.
Around the city in a shopping cart. A pack of camels. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So we have a couple of announcements. Number one, Jong has just told me that we really are going to have Sylvester Turner on Thursday, finally.
Yes, we are.
Did we shame him into it? He finally decided?
Not shame, but the person, I was put in contact with a person more helpful.
Okay. So we can shame the other person.
Maybe.
All right. Well, let's wait till he's on, then we'll go back and shame the other person.
Okay.
And then the lineup's getting mixed up a little bit around here, right?
Yeah, to help bolster some more local shows on 1560, Barry Warner and Dylan Gwynn will be taking their show over to 1560 starting Monday from 10 to 11 a.m. And John and Raheel will move up an hour, so, along with Salisbury and Granado. And from 1 to 4, we'll have Joel Blank come in and do a show with Barry Laminack one day and Travis Johnson. And they'll be rotating off until we want to make the right decision. So Barry Laminack and Travis Johnson will be doing a show with Joel Blank from 1 to 4.
And we're going to see who they like better?
Yeah, from 1 to 4, and they're going to be our lead-in. And we're going local from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Look at that.
Well, and some nights longer than that, because when we have the HD show and Hustletown, we'll be going 9 to 9.
Yes, 9 to 9, 9 to 10. And another programming note, with Kevin Sumlin's coaching show starting on Tuesdays, and we have to carry that live with the contract agreement. Glenn Davis will be moving his show to Wednesday nights from 7 to 9, and Craig and Hustletown will move their show right after Kevin Sumlin's show from 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay. So what time is the Kevin Sumlin show?
It's going to be 7 p.m. starting tomorrow. First one is tomorrow.
Okay, so it doesn't affect us.
No, it does not.
Well, I don't want to be giving up an hour to Kevin Sumlin. So nothing personal.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, that's great. I like that we're going more local. I think it's a direction that the station's been going in for a while. So good job, guys. We'll look forward to it. It'd be nice to have a local lead-in, although it's going to screw up our prep.
Yeah, I don't like that, but it is what it is. Maybe it'll be a good thing.
And those that are fans of David Delotti's show, his show will still be at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
So they're getting that other show is cut an hour short?
Yes. So they'll go 1 to 3 on Tuesdays.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah. What are we going to do before the show now? Because like today, because I had a meeting today, so I was here really early. And I came in here. It was nice and comfortable.
Is that studio going to be open for us every day then?
Nate and Crate finish at 3.
Okay.
Although sometimes they have after-show meetings in there.
They need to have it somewhere else.
Yeah, because I have to...
How often is that show going on anyway, Nate and Crate?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Where's that show getting played?
On 1560.
Then why aren't they doing that in the 1560 studio?
No, the 1560, that is a 1560 studio.
Yeah, they've split that between the network and 1560, so.
That one is not on the network.
Right.
So it just gets played locally.
Yes, locally.
All right, yeah. Just tell them at 3 o'clock, listen, you guys got to pack up and have your show meeting somewhere else. I think that's fair. That's reasonable, right? Zhong, that's reasonable, right?
I mean, most of the time you guys are here at like 3:30 anyway. And by that time, they're already long gone.
Zhong, I'm here at like 3 o'clock almost every day. Today was an exception, but I'm almost always here before 3:30.
Well, there's sometimes you walk in right before the show starts.
All right.
Well, but we usually do that when Delotti's on because we know we can't come in here. So we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Yeah, I'll miss being able to have the place to myself like I did for 2 hours today. But other than that, it's a good thing for the station, I think. And the good news is, if you're a fan of Russillo and Cannell and you want to follow that show, there's always online. So you have some options. Most of the response so far has been pretty good, though, from people, at least on the text line. They're all very happy for a variety of reasons. So, John, here's a great question. Will you post a new schedule anywhere? Will it be on the website?
It will be on the website.
Okay, so it'll be on the ESPN 97.5 website. All right.
I just saw this. Did this just come out that Colin Kaepernick, I guess this was his, and I just heard the audio, so I never saw the video of him after the game.
Oh, he has a giant fro. Like, really curly hair. He has, like, really curly hair, and it's, like, really huge.
Not just that. Which, by the way, his hair is ridiculous at this point. The press conference where he was wearing the Malcolm X hat?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Okay. The T-shirt he's wearing is a Fidel Castro T-shirt. a man who doesn't, the First Amendment doesn't, didn't exist in Cuba for years because of that man. And he didn't care what race you were. He was just anti-people to the point where people were willing to swim across an ocean to get away from him. I mean, wow. All right. Well, hey. Again, it's his right to wear a T-shirt like that. That's probably just poor timing, in my opinion. But, yeah, I just saw that. Some other NFL newts, NFL notes.
Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa is going to apparently play football. He's signed by the he's signed by the Chargers today. And after a lengthy holdout, and basically what happens is, this is a shocker, Fred. They compromised on Yeah, I know that's crazy. But the Chargers are paying him a little more in years 2, 3, and 4 as far as cash. And they gave him the largest signing bonus in Chargers history, which makes sense because this is the first time the Chargers have picked in the top five in some time.
Right.
So it makes sense that, you know, as this is the way it works, as years go on, the bonuses get higher and higher. And the Chargers got their offset language, which I still think, if I had to give up anything, that's the thing. If I'm the Chargers, I would have said, okay, we'll give that up. And if we have to cut you because you're that awful, then we'll pay you anyway.
Yeah, because we've really screwed up anyway.
For whatever reason, that was very important to them. So they get that, and Joey Bosa is in-house. He's not going to play in the preseason finale on Thursday. I'm guessing it won't take him long to get in on that regular season action, though. Other notable cuts today. And one of these names is actually kind of surprising to me. Quentin Copels, cut by the Rams. The Hard Knock spoiler there for tomorrow, I'm guessing. Jets wide receiver Kyle Williams is cut. Lions tight end Matthew Mulligan is cut. Seahawks cornerback Brandon Browner cut by the Seahawks today.
He was a nightmare last year.
He was, but I mean,
not a good player.
How quickly things can turn, huh?
I thought going back there, they might be able to get something out of him, but clearly not. I can't imagine somebody picking him up.
You don't think anybody will pick him up?
No. He was a penalty machine last year.
That's rough.
He was just a complete negative on the field.
The wheels fell off in a hurry on that dude. Yeah. And I thought I still think he made the biggest mistake ever by leaving Seattle. And clearly he went back and they're like, no, this isn't going to work for us. So
yeah,
I don't know where he goes now.
And also the whole Brian Stort thing has kind of fallen apart. He did not pass a physical with Washington. So he's back with New England, and they're going to waive him. A lot of people asking, hey, should the Texans look at him? If he's healthy, absolutely. And Browner did win a Super Bowl with the Patriots, so it wasn't a total loss for him to leave. It's just his career, it ended.
Garrett Gilbert won a Super Bowl ring that year, too.
Yeah, but Browner was actually playing for him and contributing. Come on, man.
All right, guys. I got to tell you one more time about Gary Trichter and – you know, I tell you all the time, there's a lot of lawyers that you could just flip through the yellow pages and find a lawyer who will take a DWI case, but they're looking to plea you out, like the guy on the night of. That's what he looks to do. John Stone is looking to get a plea deal and get you out of there. They're not looking to actually take the thing to trial and defend you the way Gary Trichter does. Gary Trichter understands the science, the faulty science behind police blood testing and police breath testing. That's why he's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And lucky for us, he's right here in Houston. If you're accused of DWI or DUI, don't just go with some name out of the phone book that you hope is going to treat you right. Go with someone who's proven in these situations, who's experienced in these trial settings, and who wants to protect your rights. Attorney Gary Trichter. If you failed that blood test, breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. You never know when you'll need it. 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter. Like
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. That's a pretty cool little app, by the way. And a lot of people who are still on the ESPN app and using us, the ESPN975 app is much better. Highly recommend. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, let's. We're going to combine three things, and you tell me if this is a recipe for success or failure.
All right.
A group of floats in a lake.
Okay.
A lot of alcohol.
All right.
And really bad weather.
Ooh. You had me until the last one.
It sounds fun, right?
It was good until then.
Apparently, these idiots, about 1,500 Americans, were floating down a river that separates the United States from Canada, had to be rescued from the water when strong rains and winds sent them illegally into Canadian territory.
Whoops.
They were taking part in the annual Port Huron float down.
Canada needs to build a wall.
They do, especially after Trump's elected. So, which runs between the U.S. state, and they should pay for it, too.
Yeah, we should pay for it.
But the St. Clair River runs between Michigan and Ontario. The winds blew the flotilla of inflatable rafts and inner tubes off course and toward the Canadian shore. Some rafts deflated, spurring a rescue effort by the Canadian Coast Guard as well as federal and provincial police. Most floaters had to be rescued from the water, with many towed to shore. They were terrified of entering another country without documentation. No one carries their passport or any ID, and we're drinking a lot of alcohol. And some tried to swim back to the United States to avoid getting arrested.
Jeez.
The Canadian Coast Guard guy said, we had to pull a lot of people out of the water and say no. They were gathered at a place in Ontario and bused back to the United States by public transit.
All right, so they didn't get arrested.
They did not say whether anyone was charged, and there were only minor injuries reported.
Okay.
So
it could have been worse.
Still, you've got to know. Look at the weather thing first off, and if it's going to be windy, you're probably in trouble for your float, and you're all drunk. Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I can be, to be perfectly honest, I could see myself being stupid enough to do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's like one of those things where I don't know why you pick that particular river, because something like that could happen.
Well, if you know apparently, though, they do this every year. This is a big event. 1,500 people on floats, that's a lot of people. Oh, well. I'm going to squeeze in a call real quick. Let's grab Steven. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was just calling in to see what y'all thought Robert Griffin had to do to revive his career a bit. I listened to the show. I know y'all aren't too high on him, but just wondering what y'all thought he had to do to kind of change perception about him. Thanks.
I mean, I think he has to stay healthy. He has to not be a crybaby diva, not have his teammates turn against him. And I honestly, I don't even know that he has to win, because I think to expect him to win in Cleveland is almost too much. But to just see him go out there and have a healthy season and not alienate his teammates, I think would be a really good start for the guy.
Do you see he's apparently just, well, he's going through a divorce, but he's totally flipped over this Florida State track star, Greta Sedeko.
No.
She's Estonian. All right, this is one. I don't think even Jong has done this. No one would tweet out to the whole world something about their wife or girlfriend, like how much you love them, right?
You don't think anyone would?
I don't think.
I don't think many grown men do.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
I mean, they're like high school kids whose girlfriends want them to do that because it'll make them feel better about things and let all the other Twitter bitches know. But
yeah, he tweeted out,
a grown man, nah.
In Estonian, ma armastan sind rokem kui elu, which means I love you more than life.
Okay,
RG. Maybe you ought to.
Well, let's face it, RG doesn't have the best life right now. He's the quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah.
But I mean, he doesn't love you more than his old life, like where he was, you know, the great hope and everyone loved him. When he's getting Heisman trophies.
Yeah.
He liked his life was better then.
Before he became Bob.
Yeah. He loves you more than wife now.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And still a lot more to get to. I wanted to do a little more night of. I know we didn't. I mean, we kind of hit on it a little bit in the first segment, but I'm kind of excited. I don't know how what you've thought of these Westworld trailers.
It looks really good to me.
I am fired up for that show.
At first, I thought it was crazy, but then I was like, "Man, that looks like a really good show." Apparently, it's based off a movie. Did you know that?
Yes.
I've never seen the movie.
I've seen it. I saw it as a kid. It scared the hell out of me.
I've just seen the Simpsons episode. Which is, I guess the Simpsons episode is based on the movie. So if you haven't seen the commercials or the previews for this show, it's apparently like a Western themed amusement park where adults go to live out their fantasies. That's kind of what it seems like, right?
Yeah, with these robots where you can actually kill them. Like you can pretend to be a gunslinger and kill them. You can have wild, freaky sex with them. And if I recall the movie right, and I saw it when I was a kid, so it's a long time ago, it wasn't just the West. There was like a Roman emperor thing you could do. So it was all these different fantasies, but then the androids basically become self-aware and fight back. And I just remember Yul Brynner scaring the living bleep out of me when I was a kid.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah. It's one of those I'll go back and watch now and it'll be eh. But I can't wait to see what they do with this, man.
And this is like a J.J. Abrams Bad Robot. Like it's one of those shows. So I'm hoping maybe have some like fringe to it.
Yeah.
Which I loved that show, if you remember.
Yeah.
So I'm getting pretty excited for that show.
I think HBO does a great job with these dramas. And Anthony Hopkins is in it. I mean, the cast looks fantastic.
Is this going to be a one-year series or should I plan for the long haul? What are we talking
about? I don't know.
Sometimes I get bummed out when it's just one series is all encapsulated into one season. I don't know if I like that.
Well, Vinyl was more than happy that Vinyl was one season.
Ooh, yeah, that was not good. Mm. So I guess maybe, but that wasn't planning on being one.
No,
season
no,
either.
That was supposed to be a long term deal.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys, got to tell you about Window World and lowering energy bills every month. Just one of the many benefits of double pane energy efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double hung windows. If you don't know what that means, it means the top and bottom tilt for easy cleaning. The vinyl trim means you're never going to have to repaint them. These are American premium quality, means the best for less. You've got a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. It's also transferable if you ever sell your home, ups the value of your home. And that's not even to get into what it's going to save you in energy bills. I mean, all that money floating out your window every night with the AC running, not going to happen with Window World windows. And they are absolutely affordable. Call Window World today. They'll come out. They'll do a free estimate. And if you decide to install, installation usually takes just one day for the average home. Give them a call, 713-439-1172. It's not a pressure thing. They're not going to break your balls trying to get you to buy windows. They're just going to come out. They'll tell you what it'll cost. If you want to do it, do it. If not, cool. Go to windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.